Yes. I've went to Sydney. That's what I had to tell you all about. Oh, now I feel like I've said this too. This is the problem. This is why I think Big Fatty manages to have good quality content continually, because if you do a podcast regularly, whether it's every day or every week or something, you sort of remember what you've said before, or maybe in some people's cases you can't remember at all, but at least you can remember back to think what happened in the last day for Big Fatty, or what happened in the last week for all those weekly podcasts, and you talk about that, and you don't have to try to rack your brain, use your brain cells, you just speak a whole pile of crap and people will lap it up. Well, me on the other hand, who's so sporadic and disorganized and don't know what I've done, now I'm trying to remember what I haven't said, so hence I probably repeat myself, hence I probably repeat myself, hence I probably repeat myself.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Good quality content continually.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2120 of the BFO for Wednesday the 9th of March 2016. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Yo, we're going to talk about the quiz programs. Big Fatty, that George in Atlanta and the Laughing Buddha don't like those. Oh. Hello. Glovies. Yes, Big Fatty, you almost said lovies. I know, but you know, that's trademark. Vera Charles. Big Fatty. Y'all, going old school today, because that's kind of what we're doing here on the BFO today. Big Fatty, in other words, it's going to be a train wreck. Oh, y'all, it's going to be a train wreck, but I'm going to tell you something. It is not going to be as big a train wreck as that last episode of the... do you listen to the Blime Time? Y'all, the first 20 minutes, it was a 25-minute show. In the first 20 minutes, that Baron Frosty, y'all, he couldn't get people to the connect on the Skype, and they'd hang up. Are you there? Hello, hello. And y'all, then once everybody got connected up, y'all, all he did was cackle for the last 5 minutes. Y'all, it was almost copyright infringement. As you know, the BFO is the most ruined podcast out there. Hey, I think you're safe. But anyway, Baron Frosty. Big Fatty is watching you. I'm watching you, because if you have another one as ruined as your juicy episode, then Big Fatty's just going to say, Big Fatty, you love a B flat. See y'all today the 9th of March, y'all, it is a very special celebration of Exodus. Big Fatty, you're not even sure who this is, y'all. I feel like I should know who this is because they're on my mark and calendar, but y'all, I'll be damned, I need some help. I can't remember it's very much like Scotty says he can't remember what's what. Big Fatty, this is quality content, just like he was talking about. It's true, but y'all, it's Eric in the Minnesota. And Big Fatty, I think he lives in Minnesota and his name is Eric. Well, you may be right on that, but Eric, help me. Help Big Fatty. I need Big Fatty. You can say that again. You need help. Remind me who the heck you are, and if you're out there lurking, just de-lurk. Help an old fart out, Big Fatty. I don't know that that's fair to him, but anyway, Big Fatty, regardless of whether you can remember him or not, I hope Eric in the Minnesota has a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal, and I hope that he gets a big old piece of cake. And I hope he also de-lurks to help you. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday.
ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! All right! Okay! Y'all, as you can hear, a squeaky gentleman caller. Okay! Is all excited because y'all... Okay! Monday. Monday night, y'all, Big Fatty is sitting around the villa here, and all of a sudden the grin doctor goes out, or Herbert Fatty, and y'all, I didn't recall that I needed a dentist, but evidently, and Herbert Fatty, and y'all, this was a gentleman caller that I had had over before, not to the villa, but so it's not a regular, but you know, every once in a while he'll rear his head. Hey, that sounds vulgar. Y'all, anyway, so he came over, and y'all, it was he's like 31, I think, and a little blonde, and just Hey, there's no accounting for taste, that's for sure. He came over, y'all, about 45 minutes later, we said our goodbyes. Big Fatty, and you went right to sleep. He kept you up past your bedtime. You know, it was once that final Jeopardy question is on, no. Okay, that's enough.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck, he's a...
It's just into the BFO travel desk.
Big Fatty, you better play the appropriate music.
Just 14 days until Granny and Big Fatty head to Northern Mexico for the toilet trip of a lifetime. And it has just vulgar.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty on
that. That is correct. Big Fatty, did you see that Melissa the Confused loves your travel intro music? She says it's the most original thing she's ever heard.
Yes, I did see that. Yes. But, y'all, that's not why we're down here in the Fat Cave today. We're in the Fat Cave today to talk about the quiz programs. And, y'all, the big news on Tuesday was the announcement of the cast for the newest season of The Dancing. Yeah, so y'all, I don't know what I did, but I'm now hearing double through my headphones, but y'all are only hearing me once. Y'all, they announced the cast and the partners for The Dancing. This is season 22. 22, I say, chew of The Dancing. And y'all, they have got Ginger Z on there. Big Fatty, who are these people? I don't really know who the fuck these people are. But anyway, Ginger Z is on there, and she's going to be dancing with Val. Antonio Brown, y'all, I think he's a sports ball player. He's dancing with Shauna Burgess, and y'all, he's got some sort of mohawk thing. He looks like a I don't know, but his hangout looks interesting. Y'all, they've got that Doug Flutie. He's a big fan. He used to play the sports ball. He did. And he has Karina Smirnoff as his partner. Y'all, they've got Wayne Morris. And y'all, I think he's supposedly in that Boys to Men group. He's dancing with the Lindsay Arnold. Y'all, the Vaughn Miller. Y'all, he was the MVP in the last Superb Owl. And he's dancing with the Whitney Carson. Y'all, Niall DeMarco and Peter Murgatroyd. Y'all, evidently he's deaf. Deaf is adoring it. Big Fatty, he'll be one not to listen to this little show. Jody Sweeten. I think she's supposed to have been on that Trading Places. What is it? It's the show that they just revived. It'll come to me in a minute. That had those twins on it, but I don't remember what it is. Fuller House, that's it. And she's dancing with Keo. Misha Barton, y'all, I don't know who the hell she is, but she's dancing with Autumn, and y'all, that's all you need to know, because that means Autumn's going to be on there again this year, and y'all, he is delicious. Y'all, Marla Maples is the former wife of that Donald Trump. I think he's running for office for something. I don't know. Big Fatty, seems like the name is familiar. But she's dancing with that Tony Davalone. And Paige Van Zandt. Y'all, I think they said that she was the weather girl on the Good Morning America. I don't know that for sure. I don't watch that, but she's dancing with the Mark Ballas. y'all, Kim Field, she was on that show, the Girls. What was that called? Big Fatty, we don't remember. It was Girls. What was that woman's name? Charlotte Ray, but what did she play? Mrs. Something. Girls. She's dancing with Sasha. Sasha's coming back from the troupe to dance. And y'all, the biggest train wreck of them all, y'all, Geraldo Rivera. Big Fatty, I thought he was trying to break into somebody's safe or something. Evidently he's gotten in there, or he's dancing his way into it, and he's dancing with Adita. I don't know who the fuck that is, but y'all, that's the dancing cast for this year. And y'all, it premieres on the 21st, just 2 days before Granny and I head up for Granny to fill up the turlets of Northern Canada. Man, you're just vulgar. Y'all, I'm gonna, by the way, I fixed the problem in my headphones. Big Fatty, you're just technological today, it's true. Y'all, I'm gonna go over here to the e-letters, because a couple of them have been backing up. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Y'all, let's just see what we got here. Princess Hanna. Princess Hanna has sent me an e-letter a while back. Y'all, there's a picture of a sign, and it says, "I want to grow my own food, but I can't find bacon seeds." Big Fatty, if anybody can find bacon seeds, send them to us, because it's time to plant. Y'all, that Paul says, sent me a couple of pictures, and it says, "How do you say constipated in German?" And Big Fatty, Dr. Stone will need this one, and y'all, in German, it's far from pooping. Big Fatty, you fucking, far from pooping. Big Fatty, y'all, there's a picture here of an old woman, standing in front of an icebox, says, "You can't smell a milkshake being blended, that's why I cook bacon. The mouth-watering aroma never fails to bring all the boys to my yard." Big Fatty. And y'all, then there's a picture of somebody's closet that's got all kinds of leather accoutrements in it. Big Fatty, are you sure that's not your closet? It's similar. Very similar. Y'all, Paul sent me something else, y'all, it's a picture of a little pig, and it says, I'm so cold, warm me up, please. And, y'all, the next picture is bacon in a frying pan. Be ready. Let's see what we got here. Trucker Alex sent me something. It's called the, it's a news story. I-64 closed for 9 hours recently by bacon. It says, you know that internet meme that says everything's better with bacon? Well, we doubt they meant that includes a tractor-trailer accident, a driver who slowed to avoid debris from an overturned furniture trailer was then hit by a bacon truck, which fell into the woods. Big Fatty with the humanity! The humanity! Y'all, let's see what we got here. What else we got here? Casey in Denver. Casey in Denver sent me a picture, and it says, Bernie, why the hell isn't the iPhone's battery life called apple juice? Benny, he's silly. He's as silly as you are. It's true. You know, Granny and I are getting ready to head up to the northern Mexico. Yes, Big Fatty, I believe we heard in 2 weeks. Y'all, that urban guy, T.O., sent me a, he's sending me a travel advisory. Y'all, I'll post a link to this travel advisory in the show notes for today. It says, Herbert Carter, I thought you might find this public service announcement regarding Canadian wildlife helpful prior to your visit. You know, beavers and all can never know too much, right? Urban Guy T.O., a.k.a. Northern Mexican Tourist Ambassador. Fatty, who he's going to have cards printed that say that. I guess so. And y'all, take a look at that public service announcement. Big Fatty, it's even in black and white. Does it make that film strip a tone when to turn to the next picture? No, it's a video. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. If you're heading over to the Von's East or your directional equivalent of the Von's East, y'all, I hope you have some good coupons. So there you go. Y'all, Miss Bacon put out a 20 today that says, these are some of my favorite places. And y'all, it showed different cities and all, and one of them was that Bulgaria where the Hat M lives, but y'all, Torjvan was not on it. I said, Miss Beva will be crushed. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the little Ozzy Battler, and Scotty, just sum up today's little show here at the BFO.
Good quality content continually.
Oh, Big Fatty, the poor thing needs medical attention.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.